Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
And welcome to the Royal Rumble review. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Phil Chambers from What Culture, to review everything that happened at the Royal Rumble premium live event that's just happened for WWE. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review premium live events, but also Raw, SmackDown, NXT, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, Phil Chambers is joining me. We've just finished our live stream of the Royal Rumble live reactions. A stream we quite enjoyed. a show many people probably did not. A divisive, sort of simultaneously incredibly unpredictable, and yet when it happened, quite predictable show.
Yeah, it's weird how that turns out, really, isn't it? I think, like, this is one of those ones that we probably have to caveat that, like, when we're on the stream and having a bit of a laugh with it, generally have quite a fun time, even if it's a bit of a crappy show. So I think, like, other people might have slightly differing opinions. I'd be very interested to see where Sidgwick's opinion falls on all of this.
Judging by social media, not a fan.
Yeah, but I had a good time. I had a really good time. I'm not going to say it was one of the best Rumbles ever.
No.
Let's put it out that way. But I had a good time watching it.
And if you're wondering where and when we will get the Dadley Boys thoughts, we will do a sort of Royal Rumble Fallout podcast on Monday, if I can drag them in here to talk about it by that point. Let's start at the beginning of this show, though. The Universal Championship match opened the show. It was Roman Reigns defending against Seth freaking Rollins. And Seth Rollins won.
Seth Rollins did win.
Via DQ, so the title doesn't change hands, which was just really deflating result for a match that I thought was a great opener up until the finish.
Yeah, I really liked the match. There was a lot to like about it. Seth Rollins coming out as the Shield.
Oh.
Like, he came out with the Shield music, he came out through the crowd, and he came out with the, like, flak jacket style clothes on and stuff like that, but he came out acting like Seth Rollins. Like, he's just a massive prick, basically. And he was coming out dressed as the Shield. It was absolutely brilliant. And they just got into it really, really quickly with all of their big stuff. There was some incredible near falls there that we both really, really bit on.
Yeah, that
there was
stomp,
like,
early.
A curb stomp pretty early on that Roman Reigns got his shoulder up at the goddamn last second. There was like a spear into a pedigree that was also like the last second kick out where you think, oh, Seth's actually going to do it. So they had a really, really good, hard-hitting, like, fun match that just led to a bit of a screwy finish.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns is getting wound up by Seth Rollins from the moment he announced he was going to be challenging, probably, is fair to say.
Yep.
And it happened more and more in the match. And then out of nowhere, Roman Reigns just grabs a guillotine on Seth Rollins. He's put a lot of people away with it. Seth Rollins is scrambling to get to the ropes and looks like he's just out of it. And the referee goes to do that arm dropping, is he still alive bit. And his hand sort of just drops onto the bottom rope, which was a nice touch, I thought.
Yeah.
Except for the fact then Roman just held the guillotine, passed the count of five. The referee waved it off. DQ. Seth Rollins wins, but Roman retains the title. Still, Roman chokes him out, and then he eventually just broke a chair over Seth Rollins as well to rub salt onto the wound, but leaves with the title, I suppose.
Yeah, it's an odd one, because it's like, I don't understand why Seth couldn't just lose. Yeah. Like, I don't think it would have hurt him, really, in the long run at all. Roman Reigns got a lot of heat from it. We'll give him that. The crowd did not like it at all. There was a lot of boos on Roman Reigns. But judging by what he does later on in the show, I think he would have got a bit of heat from that, too. So I really don't think it was necessary to have the DQ finish. And it's like, the crowd was hot at the beginning. Like, they were into the match. And then it just really, really deflated them and kind of set the Royal Rumble sort of pay-per-view tone off in a really weird way.
Yeah, we said at the time, look, if you're going to do a DQ finish in a world title match, do it at Royal Rumble because people are more concerned about the Rumble bit than the title matches often. But even so, like you said, I didn't see the justification for binning off what would have been, a perfectly fine result.
Yeah.
You don't expect Seth Rollins. I mean, maybe they're going to run it out again. Maybe they'll do the Saudi show. But, silly for me. But it is WWE at the end of the day. Right, let's talk about the Women's Royal Rumble match that came next. Winner obviously getting a shot at a title at WrestleMania 38. Sasha Banks returned on SmackDown on Friday night. She was number one in the Rumble. And number two was Melina. Great to see her.
One for the WCPW counter there with Melina. it was a good start. Like a nice surprise entrant at the beginning. Sasha Banks eliminated her, obviously. Like,
very emotional, though. Nice emotional moment for Melina.
She had a bit of a moment there. And then like you get Sasha Banks and sets her up for the big Iron Woman streak throughout the Rumble. Except it didn't.
Sasha Banks eliminated, I think, third in this Rumble by Queen Zelina, really, of all people.
And really just... like, nothingly. Like, she got eliminated. There were so many spots they could have done. They could have had a Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair was next out, wasn't she?
And they just missed it all. I don't understand how they got rid of her so quickly.
No. Maybe you're doing it to stop people getting their hopes up, but maybe. I think people sort of understood the moment you brought her back on SmackDown. Oh, cool, so she's not winning the Rumble then.
Yeah. And then there was a bunch more questionable decisions, Well, this goes for men's and women's Rumbles. They had storylines going into them. Mm-hmm. They just kind of ignored. Like, Aaliyah and Natalya is a big one. Obviously, they've had the big Aaliyah 317 thing. And she's got the shirts and been doing the time.
I'm a record breaker. Yeah. Oh, I'm a record breaker now. Oh, what record could they break at the Rumble?
And absolutely nothing. Because Aaliyah and Natalya spent about 2 seconds fighting each other. And actively, went to completely opposite sides of the ring as soon as, Natalya came out. Aaliyah came out first and Natalya came out later on. And they literally just went to completely different people. Like, they'd never even been in a feud. Like, they'd never met each other. Like, I don't understand how they make some of these decisions.
The nice bit I just remembered that we forgot to mention on what went down on our video review of this. Dana Brooke almost got eliminated but got caught by Reggie. That was a nice little touch. Sonya Deville came out at number 11 and just went and sat on commentary.
Yeah.
Then at 13, we got a returning Cameron off of the Funkadactyls. An AEW star making the leap to WWE. And Sonya Deville immediately went after her. Weird, that.
Yeah, I guess. Because she was friends with Naomi, she may as well get rid of her, I guess. It annoyed Naomi enough. I don't know. At least they're actually continuing that as a feud. Because they both, Naomi eliminated Sonya and then Sonya went back in, was it?
It was that one where Naomi did that thing where she spilled to the outside, but she's doing a handstand and her feet are under the bottom rope.
Yes, of course.
She's like, oh, I've saved myself. And Sonya was just still there and went, no, I'm going to yank you and pull you out of the ring, basically, to eliminate. So, yeah, that was fine. We got to talk, though. We had Charlotte Flair coming in at 17.
Yeah.
Really sticking around. But we got to talk about the person who came out after Charlotte Flair. Number 18, a surprise. Another Hall of Famer in the match. Ivory.
This was incredible. This is legitimately one of my favorite moments in Rumble history. Because you get these weird little spots in Rumbles that just stand out and they stay with you forever. I think this is 100% going to be one of those. Because she came out, she was full right to censor. They had the big alarm music thing going off in the background. She came out with a microphone and she was cutting a promo about the women in WWE these days. Lost souls we're in. And she was cutting a promo the entire time she was walking down the ramp, cutting a promo, got up onto the apron, cutting a promo, stepped through the ropes, cutting a promo, got face to face with Rhea Ripley, still cutting a promo. She's like, don't you dare touch me. Rhea Ripley grabs her. She carries on cutting a promo. Rhea Ripley lifts her up, dumps her over the top rope. She's still cutting a promo.
Brilliant.
And then she's lying on the floor after being eliminated, still goddamn cutting a promo. It was absolutely beautiful. And this whole time, we were like, oh my God, it's Ivory. This is so cool to see her back. Like, oh, she should have a run. She's 60, apparently. Yeah. We've just found out.
Twitter told us she was 60.
Absolutely did not look it. It was absolutely incredible. And yeah, just such a good little moment. And yeah, a very unexpected one. I don't think Ivory was on anyone's sort of hit list of things that could happen at the Rumble.
No, a great surprise appearance. And then after the Right to Censor theme, you think, oh, God, that's the worst wrestling theme I've ever heard. Brie Bella came out next. Then Mickey James came out at 20, wearing the Impact Women's title. Yes, that was a lovely touch.
With the hardcore country music.
Yeah, she got an elimination, and she stuck around for a while, and she was eliminated by Lita. So all round, maybe WWE are building a bit of a bridge there. Who knows? 21 was Alicia Fox. Another surprise there. Then we got Nikki A.S.H.
I don't want to talk about her in a minute. I don't want to.
Summer Rae was 23. 24, Nikki Bella. 25, Sarah Logan, who came back, had a lovely moment with Liv Morgan, and then immediately got eliminated. Because you're not allowed to have nice things. 26 was Lita. 27, Phil Chambers.
Was
Mighty Molly.
The emotional roller coaster that I went through in this moment. Number 27, my number in the Royal Rumble raffle that we were doing on the live stream. Very excited as soon as Mighty Molly's music hits. And it's that great superhero music, and it's fantastic. And now she comes strutting her way down in her superhero gear. Absolutely fantastic. Top of the world in this moment right there. She gets close to the ring. And then Nikki A.S.H. just comes out and attacks her, doesn't she? And she takes her out. And I hate her. I absolutely hate her with an absolute passion. I never, ever again do I want to see Nikki on my TV screen. She's the worst. I hate her. She's, a heel forever in my book. Not even a heel. I hate her.
It's so ironic because you've got that in the Women's Rumble and I've got that in the Men's Rumble. we'll get to that in due course. Yes, Nikki A.S.H. Immediately eliminating Mighty Molly.
Not on.
Superhero stuff, I suppose. And there was a lot of that with her and Rhea Ripley and amongst all this. But at least she didn't eliminate Rhea Ripley. Although there was a split second we thought where she might. Anyway, 28, Ronda Rousey returns to a snap, crackle and huge bap. Blows the roof off the place. we'll talk about something issues with the roof or fires and stuff in a minute. 29 was Shotzi, and number 30 was Shayna Baszler. Had a nice moment between Ronda and Shayna Baszler. Ronda Rousey came in, wrecked everyone, eliminated Bellas, eliminated Nikki A.S.H. Five eliminations for her, including when it was the final two, which wasn't Bianca Belair, unfortunately. Should have been, but still... it was between Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. I guess WWE think that's what we want to see. It's not.
Absolutely not. At least it didn't last very long. Ronda Rousey managed to just dump out Charlotte Flair pretty quickly.
Yeah, and she wins, goes on to WrestleMania, points at the sign, all the pyros go off.
The pyros.
Yeah, Seth Rollins wasn't the only drip god, I suppose.
Some pyros that they didn't really want to go off.
Set fire to the WrestleMania sign, basically, if you're unaware, and that started dripping.
That's the real reason she was pointing at the sign. She was just trying to make people aware that it was on goddamn fire.
Yeah, but yes, Ronda Rousey goes on to WrestleMania to hopefully fight, the next person rather than Charlotte Flair. Because the next match...
Will it into existence. Becky.
Please,
say it
God.
With me, Becky.
was Becky Lynch versus Doudouap for the Raw Women's Championship. The crowd was dead for this one.
Yes, this came directly after Ronda Rousey's big return and triumphant win at the Royal Rumble, and was also kind of marred a bit, I guess, by the whole WrestleMania sign being on fire thing and it dripping fire down onto people and them having to evacuate an entire section while they sorted it out. So the crowd was down and also distracted, and it kind of showed in the match. It was kind of a bit slow paced.
And they didn't know who to cheer because...
Yeah. You've got Doudrop, who is not a face or hasn't been portrayed as a face in any way that you could possibly get behind her. And you've got Becky Lynch, who is just desperate to be a heel. So it was a weird...
They bumped around a lot. Like,
they definitely bumped around.
Becky
took some big bumps from Doudrop.
Yeah, it was Doudrop using her size, of course, against Becky Lynch, who was you know, throwing everything at her, but occasionally, you know, Doudrop would cannonball her in the corner or splash her to the mat or whatever it may be. And she, I think she hit a manhandle slam early on and Doudrop kicked out. The finish saw Becky Lynch manhandle slam Doudrop from the second rope to get the pinfall victory and to advance with the Raw Women's Championship one step close to WrestleMania, because that's the match I want to see.
They tried. They tried with this match. It just didn't. The crowd wasn't there. No. Yeah, nothing was really going for them.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, let's move on to the WWE Championship match, Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. This, for a show that we've been kind of up and down on, yes, it had shenanigans, yes, it had interference, but that was always to be expected, and we were all talking about what was going to precede the interference, and this was everything I could have wanted out of these two.
Yeah, absolutely. It was big, meaty men doing big, meaty men stuff. It was great, like, from the moment... Like, Brock did a German suplex on Bobby, and then Bobby came back and did a German suplex onto Brock and just dropped him on his head. Like, just completely dropped him on his head. And then you saw Brock pop up and go, okay, then.
That's what we're doing.
You want to play that game, do you? With a big smile on his face, and then proceeded to drop him on his head, like, five times. You knew you were in for a treat. But you've been particularly, like, just the lockup at the very beginning, like, right from the start.
It wasn't, like, a test of strength. It was literally a lockup where normally one person outpowers the other and hits a move or shoves them into the corner and then they have to, you know, do whatever. It was, ironically, for the thing that they always say, the unstoppable force meeting the immovable object. They just went bang, just stood there with each other. Quick note word for Michael Hamflett's sake on Bobby Lashley's white gear. Oh, my days. Yeah, then they, like you say, just as we expected, as we hoped for in a sort of 10-minute match, kick the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
It even looked like Bobby Lashley might just win clean at one point. He managed to lock the hurt lock on Brock Lesnar.
Brock had his selling shoes on.
Yeah, went purple. It always makes his, like, eyebrows stand out because they're the only thing that's not bright red on his face when that happens. He eventually tries to get out of it, sort of bumps the ref a little bit in the corner to get out of the hurt lock. Then he picked up Bobby Lashley out of nowhere, F5'd him, but in the process, clocked the referee, and then Phil Chambers. It all got very interesting.
Yes, we obviously got the visual pinfall as the referee was down and the crowd was counting 1, 2, 3. But then just as Brock Lesnar was kind of realizing what was going on and he stood up and he turned around and in comes Roman Reigns and slams him with a spear. And then it all got a bit storyline after this. Roman Reigns wandered over to Heyman and just kind of stared at him. And then he put out his hand and Heyman just looked terrified.
He's going to cry.
And he just kind of handed over the WWE Championship to Roman Reigns. And then Roman Reigns just kind of looked at it and had this horrid little smile on his face. Slammed Brock Lesnar in the face with the championship, threw the WWE title down like it was absolute nothing. Like it was just dirt. Like it was just so beneath him. And wandered off, and Bobby Lashley pins Brock Lesnar 1, 2, 3 to become the new WWE champion. Although apparently that belt isn't worth anything, so it doesn't really matter. But he's obviously going to lead to something at WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'll take that absolutely. Bobby Lashley leaves with the WWE Championship is the big takeaway here.
And Heyman leaves with Roman.
More on that, no doubt. Then we got what should have been the main event, the It Couple versus the Grit Couple, Miz and Maryse versus Edge and Beth Phoenix. A match that did make us at one point believe that Miz and Maryse might actually win.
Yeah.
You know, early on it was Maryse trying anything to avoid Beth Phoenix getting her hands on her, and the Miz, you know, battling Edge with Maryse's shenanigans, slightly maybe taking the edge on Edge, but... Yeah. For the most part, Edge is better than the Miz, so he's kicking his ass. At one point, Maryse hit Beth Phoenix with the purse, presumably loaded with the brick that got him a near fall. And then out of nowhere, she hit the French kiss on Beth Phoenix. Miz hit skull crushing finale on Edge. And I thought, oh my God, they're taking this to bloody WrestleMania. But they weren't. Edge kicked out. And then, the Grit Couple fought back.
Yeah, they took out Maryse and then they kind of hit double spears on them both and then lifted them up to double glam slams and then Edge pinned the Miz for the win. It was what it was. It was exactly what we were pretty much expecting. Maryse stole the show with all of her facial expressions and running away and just being a coward and then running in and attacking people at the right moments, trying to stop Edge from pinning Beth by grabbing his feet. She was great in it. But yeah, it was just, it was what it was. Obviously, the Grit Couple were going to win. It was fine. Let's move on.
Yes, indeed. Let's move on to the Men's Royal Rumble match. First two entrants were AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. Nice little callback there. Then we got Austin Theory, who lasted a pretty long time in there as well. Vince McMahon can be very proud of him. Initially, it was just, you know, Raw and SmackDown stars. Right up until number 9, preceded by Sami Zayn's entrance. Number 9, oh, Ridge Holland was number 5. I think he was a surprise. Yeah. But number 9 was Johnny Knoxville. What a night he had.
It was really good fun. He was dressed in a ridiculous getup.
Oh,
he had everything. He had his whole gang there, the full jackass crew.
Mm-hmm.
Walked him out to the ring, and then he just kind of ran in there, jumped on Sami Zayn, started attacking him, sort of taking him out. It was really good fun. And then he squared up with AJ Styles.
Oh.
And AJ was just kind of jaw-jagging at him and going like, come on then, just like hit me. Like, let's see what you can do. Hit me with your best shot kind of thing. And he hit him with his best shot. He slammed him with a forearm as hard as he possibly could. To which AJ Styles is like, okay, here we go. And hit him with everything.
Yep.
Basically. Took him down. Montez Ford hit the big frog splash on him. A really big frog splash on him. And then Ridge Holland got him up to the ropes and was like about to knock him over. And he stepped back to do a run up and come at him. But just as he was about to run at him, Sami Zayn runs in with the haluva kick and knocks him out of there to sneak the elimination.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for. But just a really good little early spot for Johnny Knoxville. It was really good fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we needed there. Number 11 was Omos, and he just chucked all the little guys out, basically, as you would expect.
Until the littlest of little guys comes out.
In comes Chad Gable and just organises everyone. Tells Damian Priest, you go after him. You're the biggest. He gets laid out. He gets eliminated, I think. And so he thought, right, we'll just all do it then, I suppose. And AJ Styles, well, it was Austin Theory, Ridge Holland, Ricochet, Chad Gable and Dominic Mysterio trying to tip Omos out. And AJ Styles just sort of running forearmed the pile to eventually, you know, be the one to tip Omos out. Then at 14 was Dominic Mysterio. What was all this about?
This is, again, going back to the Elia Natalia stuff in the Women's Rumble. This was the Men's Rumble version of this, where they've been building something for ages with Dominic and Ray, and they're like, oh, the cheeky little chuck him over the top rope. Oh, what you like? We can't do that on Sunday. Kind of stuff. And then Dominic just comes out, and then he's there for a bit, and then he's eliminated by Happy Corbin, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few people later, Ray comes out, and it's like, what was the point in all that? They had no interaction whatsoever.
And even the bit where they had...
Like, even Ridge Holland got eliminated during Sheamus' entrance, and Sheamus tried to catch him and couldn't. It was like, oh, I'll go get him for you, and then he went straight after AJ. Like, at least that was something.
Mm.
This was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Surreal. And infuriating for myself and Michael Humphrey, Well, we said it was going to be the catalyst, and we'll probably revisit it anyway. Rick Boogs came out at one point,
yes,
and this gives me a nice point to rant yet again.
Here we go.
About one Kevin Dunn, who is the scourge of every Royal Rumble I've ever watched, I think.
Yeah, he's having a really bad streak of it.
It might not even be his fault, but I assign AJ Styles' debut at the Rumble being Roman Reigns' confused face.
Yeah.
That's Kevin Dunn.
Edge being way too many shots of the crowd.
And missing his first spear from Dolph, who took a wicked bump for it.
And his emotional reaction to just being there in the first place.
All of the camera cuts ever in WWE. But, like, this one was he was just so bad at this Rumble. Like, we are trained through being fans to know when an elimination's coming and when it's, just two blokes fighting around the top rope. Yeah. Like, Sheamus and Happy Corbin probably aren't going to eliminate each other when they've been stood in the corner for 5 minutes. So don't cut away from Rick Boogs, you know, with I think Chad Gable up on his shoulders, press slamming him and doing push-ups. It's just so frustrating.
Yeah. And there was a few moments like that where it's like he just cut to something innocuous. Of just those bits where someone's clinging onto a rope and someone's like pretending to try and get them over because they know they're not on camera. They're just out of the way while some other action is happening. He cut to them so much during this. And it was during entrances. He missed people's reactions. He missed entire eliminations. Mm-hmm. He missed close eliminations. He missed big spots. He missed so much. It was awful.
We had Madcap Moss being the one to eliminate AJ Styles, which was certainly a decision. And then at 21, Drew McIntyre returned. We'll revisit what happened to him a little bit later on. Kevin Owens comes out following that. Rey Mysterio.
We'll revisit what happened to him later on.
Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Kofi Kingston.
And his run in the Royal Rumbles of his, he never wins it, but he has his big spot, his big moment where he almost gets eliminated and has a way of getting back in. There's been some great ones over the years, landing on pancakes, jumping on the chairs, et cetera, et cetera. This one didn't exactly go to plan, let's say. But I could have almost been certain that it would never have gone to plan. Like, the margin for error in this was ludicrous. Like, he was on the top rope.
At least before, when I think it might have been John Morrison who did it.
Yeah.
They went from the apron.
Yeah.
And they just spun round and clawed onto the barricade.
Yeah. With his parkour kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Kofi Kingston decided to do that from a springboard from the top. So he jumped up over the top rope to springboard into the ring. Kevin Owens pushed him really hard. I mean, he probably needed to push him really hard to make him go that distance. And I assume Kofi was supposed to land on the barricade between the fans and the ring and on his stomach and kind of bend over it a bit. But he kind of landed flat on his sternum really, really hard. Oh. And then his feet kind of slammed into the floor. And he really tried to grab it as hard as he could. But there's nothing to grab on those barricades.
Nope.
And he's falling from a really high height quite fast.
I'm astonished he's not broken his ribs.
Yeah, he tried. These can't always go right.
No.
These things are difficult, obviously. So he tried. God bless him.
Then came Otis. Then came Big E, who got eliminated quite easily by Riddle and Randy Orton later.
Easily.
Didn't get any eliminations. It was a very infuriating night if you're a fan of Big E's like me and Phil. But it wasn't all bad news because 27 was yet again the star of the show.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, man.
We had Ivory.
Give up the music.
We had Ivory in the Women's Rumble and we had Bad Bunny in the Men's. He's amazing. I don't understand. He just throws himself into this so much. He's just about to go on tour. Really, really soon. He's going on a massive, massive tour. And he is doing this. And he's done, jumps off the top rope, Hurricane Rana's. He did a bloody Canadian Destroyer onto Riddle that was just ridiculous.
Who'd just been really friendly with him. sick, bro. Fist bump.
Kick Canadian Destroyer like you do. He was ludicrous.
And then we were okay, well, he's at his spot. There he is. Oh, yeah, he's been beaten up by Sheamus and he's going to get a nice big kick, big bro kick to send him out. And he's like, psych!
Nope. Bye, Sheamus. Pulled the top rope down. Out goes Sheamus. Who was the other one? He eliminated another one as well, didn't he?
He helped Ray. He turned into Dominic Mysterio briefly. He helped Ray.
Oh, yeah.
He dropped toehold Dolph, I think, and then went 619 him then. And then they kicked him out. And I was like, this is amazing.
Absolutely mental. And
who
so
could
we
stop him? Brock Lesnar, yeah. Turns out.
But we did discover, thanks to, who was it that wrote the quiz?
Oh, I'll double check the name.
Whoever wrote the quiz on wrestle culture, it was just one of the questions.
Andrew O'Hara. There we go. Apologies, Andrew.
Thanks to him, we have now discovered that The Miz has been in 14 Royal Rumbles. 14 Royal Rumbles, and he's had 2 eliminations. Bad Bunny has been in 1, and he's also had 2. So that makes Bad Bunny, 14 times better than The Miz, I guess.
Oh, I'm having a really good time talking about this, and then I've got to talk about what came next.
Oh, you really ruined your day.
Think about all of the names we've pitched as surprise entrants in the Rumble. There was only about 5 spots remaining in this show on the men's side of things.
Yeah, in total.
We had Brock, spoiler, he was number 30.
Bad Bunny,
Drew, Madcap Moss. Not Madcap Moss, what's the one I'm thinking of?
Ridge Holland.
Ridge Bloody Holland, right, that's 4.
Yeah.
One more spot. You've got people talking about, and I'm not saying it should have been, but people talking about Angle. People talking about, X-Pac. Shawn Michaels, because he's just there, isn't he?
Someone from Impact.
Taker, a Forbidden
Loads
Door.
Of people.
You know.
Scotty Too High.
Pat McAfee, as some people may have pitched.
Anyone. You give literally it. Anyone.
You give it to Vince's demon seed, Shane Goddamn McMahon. I hate him.
He was throwing some punches.
He made me so happy when Stephanie McMahon, that unbearable person, was going to get that ridiculous award. They obviously did just to set up a huge return. His music hit, and I was so happy. He tricked Adam Nicholas into thinking, maybe WrestleMania will be good when he was having that mad match with The Undertaker for a lockbox or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely, everyone went, right, but you're taking someone else's spot here.
But he's the greatest in the world.
Oh, my God. He's how long has he been away? And he still can't punch.
Not long enough. He was having a fight with Riddle. And honestly, these were the worst punches I think I've ever seen him throw. He was hitting air. But not just air, like wild air.
The thing is,
like he was hitting next to Riddle. There was no way that they were connecting.
It was like the levels. So we kind of know something a big's going to happen at 30. We can work that out. We sort of already remembered that Randy Orton was still to come.
Yeah.
So this is the last kind of surprise we're getting. So that's annoying.
Yeah.
And then he comes in, he does that crap offense that he's got. This is only me centering myself because I realize it's just more work at 6 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, otherwise, I'd really open the barrels up. And you think, all right, well, that's really annoying, but at least that's it. And then he eliminates Kevin Owens. What?
Kevin Owens.
And all he did to eliminate him, I'm not saying he should do more moves, but if Owens had been hit with, I don't know, an RKO, for example, or
anything, you know, by any legitimate wrestler.
Otis hits him with something big, or Big E hits him with a big end, and he pops up and staggers over to the ropes. Yeah. And then Strange just goes, oh, bollocks, there he is, clotheslines him out. He just went, Owens was like, well, you're out. And he just did the old reversal thing he used to be able to do on SmackDown 2, know you're old. And he went, yep, see ya.
Switch him around and over the top.
Didn't even grab onto the apron. That's just
ridiculous.
Anyway, more on him in a second. Randy Orton's 29, got a great reaction, of course. Hometown hero. RKO's left, right, and centre. Him and Riddle eliminated Otis and Big E. Sorry, Big E, good, mate.
Riddle hit a great RKO where he jumped off someone's back and then hit him with his
I think he hit that was Otis, wasn't it? Yeah, maybe. Wild stuff. And then number 30, desperation time for me, because I think you had back 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
Yep.
Number 30, Brock Lesnar, pissed off about what went down earlier on in the night. He is number 30. What would have happened if he'd won? Bobby Lashley presumably would have been number 30. Doesn't matter. Let's not think about it. Don't think about it. He comes out and he messes dudes up. Bad Bunny, F5. And I thought, be careful. He's going to go on tour, like you say. And he dumps him out. And he takes out Randy Orton, for example, and Riddle. And then the final 3 of the Royal Rumble for a shot at the main event of WrestleMania are Brock Lesnar, Drew McIntyre and Shane goddamn McMahon, and Shane can't even go over the top rope.
He tries to
Bad Bunny was better at getting eliminated.
Bad Bunny had a great elimination.
By the way, quick thing, by the way. If you haven't seen it, go and watch it for the Bad Bunny stuff, but also go and watch it for Brock Lesnar catching Riddle and going, oh, this bit of paper needs to go out of the ring. It was terrifying, the freakish strength he showed, where he just caught Riddle, and I don't think it was quite what they were aiming for. Yeah. And he went, you're still going, pal. Chucked him out.
All of the talk that Riddle's been doing about, I want to wrestle Lesnar. He's like, nope.
Right. Just talk me through this, because it's really, really sent me over the edge, right? You're someone who's wrestled before. I don't know if you've ever done, like, bumps over the top rope, but still, as someone who has watched wrestling for many, many, many years and done stuff with WCPW, not actually in-ring stuff, it looks, I'm sure it's harder than it looks, but it looks relatively straightforward if it's just a clothesline over the top. If you're doing any other fancy stuff, that's one thing. But surely, if I'm taller than the top rope, which Shane is, I put all of my weight on my shoulders and lean on the top rope, and you just effectively push me, and I go, oh, backwards. You couldn't even get eliminated by Brock Lesnar. How much force do you need, you tub of goo?
It's one of those things, like, you don't even need to do the, like, over the back, like, back flip out.
Yeah.
Like, you do, like, you see it all the time. They, like, turn into it and then go out over their stomach and, like, put the hand on the apron and then, like, guide themselves down, basically. That's how, like, we were taught to do it. And he couldn't even do that. Like, Brock Lesnar hit him with a clothesline.
That bit where he stepped back and went, another clothesline it is. Yeah. I thought he's taking his head off.
Yeah, absolutely. If Brock Lesnar hits you with a clothesline and you can't go over the top rope, then you've got issues.
Last, hopefully, we'll ever see of Shane McMahon in the wrestling ring. God. But then it was the final two, and I thought this was a really nice touch. We really appreciated this. Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre squaring off. Drew McIntyre jaw-jacking with him, saying, oh, there's a little bit more people than when you and I fought at WrestleMania, of course. And they went proper nose-to-nose, didn't they?
Yeah, Drew got right in his face, looking down at him, like almost headbutting him while he was jaw-jacking him. It was really, really good. But obviously, Brock Lesnar whipped him up into an F5 and then, like, carried him over to the top ropes and kind of F5'd him out over the top
Dodged a claymore, didn't he?
Yes, amazingly. But yeah, a nice little callback to their little thing, and just maybe a glimmer of hope that someone interesting might have
won. Yeah, like we said, it was sort of an exciting but yet predictable finish to the Rumble.
I think, like you said at the beginning, like, going into this, for weeks and months, no one really had a clue what was going to happen. And then over the last few days, I guess, like 3 or 4 days or something, it's all just all of a sudden really become instantly clear. And that's exactly the route that they went. But, like, you've got to think, like, this is going to WrestleMania. We're now going to get, hopefully, Becky versus Ronda. Mm-hmm. Becky versus Ronda. And then the big payoff to Roman versus Brock. It was obviously going to happen there with the stuff that happened with Roman.
Like, in terms of, you know, getting fans back for WrestleMania, i.e. casual fans, you can't go further than putting Ronda and Brock as your Rumble winners.
Yeah.
Like, and, yeah, if they're both for main events of WrestleMania, even if you do decide to go with Ronda and Charlotte, and you shouldn't, even if you do decide to go with that, that is a WrestleMania main event, of course.
Yeah.
And Brock, presumably, versus Roman, is another main event. It's sort of weird. Like I say, it's divisive in the way that they maybe structured the Rumbles and certainly some of the other matches.
Yeah.
But going forward, I'm very excited to look ahead to WrestleMania. And, well, we'll see how they follow this up on Monday Night Raw, I suppose.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey is going to be on Raw. They announced that on the show, so that should be interesting to see what she has to
Who's
say
the Raw
for
Women's Champion on there? She should interact with her song. But do let us know your thoughts on the whole Rumble and where we go from here on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch, they can follow both of us. You can follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Adam at
Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE, as I said. Make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, of course. And as I said, myself and the Daddy Wills will be back on Monday to sort of discuss more fallout from the Royal Rumble and get their thoughts on the show as well, of course. But for now, this has been the Royal Rumble Review. My thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.